Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. You know our trusted partner TireRack.com for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, hour number 2. Live in LA on a Monday, it's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. Great to be back. I was sitting there yesterday at home watching the NBA Finals, writing down some football notes. We're getting very, very close. Camp's about 3 weeks away. Very, very close, J-Mac.
Warming up to the New Orleans Saints, perhaps?
It's interesting you bring that up. That the two teams in the NFL I can't get my arms around. One, the Saints. I just don't know if this coach is a head coach. And the other one is Miami. You like the Saints. I am a little bit of a cynic. I like Miami. You're a cynic.
Well,
but there's a story today. They'll go after Dalvin Cook. I mean, at some point, they just got more good players than the Jets.
Quarterback on the rookie deal. Spend, spend, spend. No, they're not better than the Jets. They're not. By the way, DeAndre Hopkins, I can't wait to talk about him. You haven't delved into that yet.
I haven't.
He could be a Jet by week's end. Go get everyone.
All right, here we go. Colin right, Colin wrong. Plenty of both. Here we go.
Where Colin was right?
Well, I've said for years, I think Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra are arguably the two smartest guys in the NBA. I think Miami is Golden State East. Proactive, flexible, smart, amenable to change. I felt Spo... I predicted he'd win two games in the Boston series himself and maybe one here in the finals. But I think when you talk about the Heat culture, I've said before, it's very hard in Miami. It's a port city. It's fun. It's beautiful people. It is totally understandable if young athletes get distracted. Tyler Hero did about a year ago. But they have built an incredibly formidable culture that is the envy, I think, of everybody not named Golden State in the NBA.
Where Colin was right?
Jason Tatum, once again, didn't deliver in a crucial spot. All the fanboys went crazy when he was good against, you know, drowning Philadelphia in Game 7. But I said, that's not who he is. It's who he is sometimes. But he's not an alpha. He's more Andrew Wiggins, although better. He's a tremendous talent, but still has self-doubt. You've seen him at the podium multiple times. I still can't figure late in games who I want with a ball, Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum, so we were right.
Where Colin was wrong.
But I had Boston beating Miami, and they lost in 7. I thought there was a huge talent gap. I overstated that, and I thought home court advantage would matter. But they wilted in Game 7. They shot 39% and 21% on threes. And you watched a really good core of players get out-coached and out-fought in a Game 7 in Boston.
Where Colin was right?
Romeo Doubs comes out, a rookie receiver for the Packers last year, and says, I don't really see what the big difference is. Jordan Love to Aaron Rodgers. Once again, illustrating Aaron's inability to develop trust and relationships with young players. Davante Adams wasn't young, but would Brady have lost somebody in their prime like Davante Adams? I've always felt Brady Peyton Manning had this ability to connect with a locker room. Aaron's just super talented, has his favorites, a David Bakhtiari, a Randall Cobb, but by and large is considered aloof. How do I know that? I've been told by two offensive players in that locker room since the Super Bowl.
Where Colin was wrong.
I thought the Lakers would be a really stiff test for Denver. They got swept. Now, three of the games were close, but after Los Angeles outplayed them for most of Game 2 in Denver and lost, it didn't feel like a series. What happened to the Lakers' defense? They gave up 132 points in Game 1 and on average gave up 118 points, and AD was completely outplayed. I thought it would be close. I picked the Lakers to win. Their role players, especially D'Lo. D'Lo was awful. He was awful.
Where Colin was right.
Speaking of Anthony Davis, who I've said before is great about every other game. Once again, when you put him up against the big man of note in the West, he gets outplayed. I think Anthony Davis is really good. But because of the early injuries, I think he peaked about 2 years ago. There's an argument he peaked in the bubble when he had that sabbatical for 4 months during a season. I don't think you can depend on him going forward to play more than about 60 games.
Where Colin was right.
Patrick Holmes, once again, proving he gets it. A comment this past week about salary and what it means to him.
It's not about being the highest paid guy. It's not about making a ton of money. I've made enough money where I'll be set for the rest of my life. But at the same time, you got to find that line where you're making a good amount of money, but you're still keeping a lot of great players around you so you can win these Super Bowls and you're able to compete in these games.
Very much a Tom Brady quality. He's about winning first. And finally.
Where Colin was right.
I've said this before. Nick Saban walks to the podium. He's got something to talk about. He may not be totally upfront about it, but he recently lost a battle for a recruit, KJ Lacy, and to Texas. And Texas has beaten Alabama now and a couple of recruits. And suddenly, Nick Saban is all about fairness in college football.
If it's going to be the same for everyone, I think that's better than what we have now. Because what we have now is we have some states and some schools in some states that are investing a lot more money in terms of managing their roster than others. And I think that, I have no problem with that. I mean, unionize it, make it like the NFL.
Once again, this is about Texas oil money and Texas booster money being much greater than Alabama can compete with, and they lost a recent recruit. Nick doesn't really care about fairness. He's had more passion, geographical advantages. I'm a huge fan of Nick Saban, but I've been on this now for 6 months to a year. Anytime Nick comes to the podium to complain about NIL, he just lost a player to Texas money. Colin right, Colin wrong on a Monday. Rick Bucher now joining us. He'll be on Speak 4:30 Eastern, 1:30 Pacific today on FS1. Bukes, how? But now I don't know what was your. I was abroad.
Yes, you were. Very good to have you back.
Very sophisticated
world traveler.
Okay, so I didn't know who you picked in this series. Almost everybody has Denver. Are you surprised? First of all, in Game 1, Miami got great looks. They just couldn't hit them.
Yeah,
didn't have their sea legs, right? They didn't have the mountain.
Yeah,
dexterity. They weren't ready quite for it. But my takeaway in the first two games is Miami's getting a ton of open looks.
Yeah. Yeah. My take is certainly there's that. It's they are by and large 3-point looks, right?
Yeah.
So if they shoot a high percentage, then they've got an advantage there. I do believe that they can't live off of that exclusively. So it's a matter of getting, it's really important that they get a lead early. Because then they can go to their mid-range a little bit more, which they need to mix in order to be effective. But honestly, the way I look at it is Denver has played two terrible games to this point, or a mediocre game the first game and a terrible game two.
They were bad in the fourth yesterday. They're bad.
They were bad from the start in terms of their effort and the first 5 minutes. I mean, I went back and watched the first half again this morning, and They didn't take any shots within the rhythm of their offense. They were just coming down and jacking it. And there was no attention to detail defensively. And Miami was getting wide open looks. And I love what Eric Spoelstra did, which was Max Strus didn't hit a shot in game one. And he was like, you know what? We're running plays for you right out of the gate in game two because you're going to get the same looks and you're going to hit them. And it's exactly what he did. He had four threes in the first quarter. So that, along with attacking Nikola Jokic, we were ready to anoint him as the greatest player on the planet. I brought up the fact that you have to be able to play some defense in order to be the greatest player on the planet.
He wasn't great last night.
And he was, I mean, they Cody Zeller. They used everybody to attack him, and everybody was effective.
You know, it's interesting. I don't think Denver's very good. But it's interesting when you have a point center, and mm-hmm. Jamal Murray's more of a two. Mm-hmm. They don't have a classic point guard. And at the end of regulation, what I find with Denver is, it's a very good team with few flaws. But sometimes getting into their offense can be clunky. I've said this about the Clippers.
Sure. Yep.
When Paul George and Kawhi are running the offense, it's like, could somebody get me a point guard here? And at the end of the game, they did not take a timeout. And my takeaway was, they're not good at that. They're better to just freewheel and let it go. They didn't want to take a timeout and set up because Miami, I don't think Denver trusts itself to get a quick shot.
Correct.
Okay. Well,
and they had 11 seconds, right, when they got the ball. And I would say at least 2 out of 5 times, if not 3 out of 5 times, if Denver needs a three-point shot, they're going to get it and make it in those circumstances.
Yeah.
The only reason you would call timeout is if you wanted to get Michael Porter Jr. on the floor, but he was so horrendous, particularly hitting shots. There was no reason to get him on the floor to give yourself a little more space and to give Miami an opportunity to set their defense.
Yeah.
But you make a great point about it's one of the detractions when it comes to playing through Jokic or any big man,
right,
is that by and large, they need to get to their spot. You need to get them the ball, which takes a little bit of time, and then you need to get them to their spot. And I thought you saw Jokic recognizing that, which is why he was attacking off the dribble right from the first play of the game. It was like, oh, they're gonna single cover me. They're gonna make me a scorer. I can't mess around and think I'm not going to draw a double team, so let me go attack right away and show them that me scoring is not going to be an effective way to win the game. And lo and behold, it was.
I thought Mike Malone, after the game, ripping his team for effort, was a great chess match. So that flight to Miami, the minute the game, it's very Phil Jackson.
Yep.
The minute the game is over, I'm going to deliver my message either to the officials or my locker room.
Yep.
And I thought Mike did a good job of that. Did you think effort was a problem?
Yeah. I mean, across the board. And Jokic wasn't an exception. Jamal Murray wasn't an exception. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Michael Porter Jr. were at the head of the line. Christian Brown was really the only guy, and Bruce Brown, were the only two guys who played with the kind of energy that you would expect from a team in the finals.
I like Bruce Brown, yeah.
Yeah, and look, across the board, this is my one concern, and I'm not really concerned. I picked Denver in 5. I still expect that to happen. I think they're going to be much more focused and dialed in on the road. But this is the first time they're on the finals platform, on the final stage, and they've played 2 games as if I don't want to say that the stage is too big for them, but they don't realize like the importance of you have to execute and you have to play hard every single second. They've had plenty of games this year where they coasted for 3 quarters and they closed out in the fourth. And they nearly did it in game 2 with what? Like 4 minutes of quality play at the end of the game. But to think that you're going to beat a Miami Heat team not playing hard throughout the game is a mistake.
All right, J-Mac, what was that story earlier, J-Mac, that 2 reporters simultaneously came out with a story, meaning somebody called them simultaneously
yes.
on the speakerphone and said, right, guys, you can break the story. I'm going to give it to 2 of you.
Yeah.
So these are people. Who are the 2 people?
Shams and Chris Haynes.
Okay, are they considered LeBron allies?
No. Shams is in the Kyrie Irving camp.
Okay. Like, do you think the news came from Kyrie or Clutch?
Oh, Kyrie.
Okay, so yeah. Kyrie sent the message out, the message being he wants LeBron in Dallas.
Yes.
And what do you make of the story?
I'm fascinated by it. I'm fascinated by the idea that you would have LeBron, Luka, and Kyrie playing together.
Oh, love it.
You love it offensively. You don't love it defensively.
Who cares about defense?
Oh my goodness. Like, the other two guys are going to go, come on, we can't do this. Like, literally, the other two guys on the floor would be, come on. You guys are having all the fun offensively. We got to carry the load defensively. We can't possibly make this work. What I find interesting about it, because, and I think last week when you were off doing, living in ice hotels or whatever the hell you were doing.
Yeah, whatever.
We talked about the Kyrie for DeAndre Ayton deal to Phoenix.
Right.
And I talked to somebody yesterday who is in that circle and said, I don't know if KD is ready to hook up with Kyrie again. I had heard since Brooklyn, he blamed it on Sean Marks and Joe Tsai and Steve Nash, and they weren't going to give Kyrie an extension. But if Phoenix is not interested in, and KD is not interested in Kyrie,
he has no market.
And like, who am I going to, who can I team up with? And who can I use as leverage?
So is Kyrie calling to reporters, put it out there, stir the pot.
Yeah, I mean, it is such a ridiculous notion that LeBron would go to Dallas. Why would he go to Dallas? Possibility?
Let me throw it out. LeBron's smart, knows the game. Mm-hmm. His exit strategies have been brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Men are good at starting things, relationships, wars. We never end them well.
Mm-hmm.
We're bad at that. Not LeBron. He's great at exit strategies. He knows he's a 55-game player now.
Yeah.
He can be great in moments, not even entire games. That's very rare. He has to now join somebody that plays Tatum, Luka, 70 games.
Sure.
And he's the 1A. I think LeBron's very comfortable. I think he's wanted AD to be this for 3 years.
Yep.
And he wouldn't take the baton.
Yep.
And so LeBron looks at Luka and go, okay, I got my young star. I can now be great in moments. I can be a mentor. By the way, if I'm Dallas, Dallas is getting to a point now, the Kyrie thing didn't work, the Jalen thing's not perfect, Porzingis. We can mess around. LeBron works with but Mark Cuban's an entrepreneur. LeBron in town, he's not going to listen to that.
Okay, but the reality is, if he was a free agent, I would consider that.
Okay.
Remote possibility, but at least a possibility. But he's still getting paid like 40-some million dollars next season. I don't know how you possibly make that work.
Well, your bench wouldn't be great.
You and me would be sitting on the bench. They'd have guys there just wearing uniforms just so it looked like they had a full team.
Okay, let's go to this. So Bob Meyer out just says, I'm done with it.
Yeah.
When he left the Warriors, is it a contract thing? There's always a price for everybody. I could argue Kerr got paid.
Yeah.
Draymond, Steph, Clay, Bob didn't. Was it a money situation?
No, not at all.
He was worn out.
Not at all. He's got three young daughters. He's completely worn out. The Warriors are at a nexus right now.
They sure are.
That is incredibly challenging. I mean, and so whatever time and energy that he invested in getting the Warriors to those four championships in over 8 years, he would have to double that effort, and it still might not work. And I can't help but feel that one of the most difficult challenges that he has or would have had and the Warriors have is you need to break up the big three. You need to move
on
from the big
three.
One of the secret sauces or one of the secret ingredients to the Bob Meyer sauce is that unlike a lot of GMs who always keep themselves separate from the players and do not develop relationships with the players, he would play pickup after their practices. He was in the gym. He cultivated relationships, which is why what allowed him to get through the minefields with Draymond and Steve and Jordan and all those things, right? He was able to sit down and those relationships existed so they could have talks.
But the idea now of having those relationships and moving either Draymond or Clay, and then having to look at Steph, walk into the building every day and look at Steph, or just sit down with Steph and tell him, this is what I'm doing, I think that that was
so
rather unappetizing for him.
Does the owner, Joe Lacob, want moves? Bob wasn't willing to make them, and his three daughters. Is the new GM going to come in and break it up?
Well, I'd be interested to see if they bring in a new GM. I would be surprised if it's not Joe's son, Kirk, or Mike Dunleavy Jr., because those guys have at least been around for a little while. The idea that you would bring somebody in from the outside who doesn't have any connection with the existing group.
No, there's a culture there.
I just don't, and it's going to say, this is what we're going to do. I don't know how you get that authority. So I think it's going to have to be from within. And I think the difference, and again, one of the strengths Bob had is he could tell Joe no.
Right.
Like, Joe, hey, let's trade Clay for Kevin Love. No. Let's go get Dwight Howard. They probably would have done that. Dwight was the one who said no on that. But he had the ability to convince Joe not to indulge his worst impulses. Does Mike Jr. or Kirk, his son, do they have the wherewithal to do that? That I don't know.
Okay, so when I had my brilliant trade suggestion, Jaylen Brown for Wiggins and Jordan Poole, everybody in the internet loved it. There was no dissent. It was seen as...
You went on vacation immediately afterward to Iceland to get away from the heat. Like, I got to go someplace.
Cool.
Exactly.
My guess is they won't overreact. They'll let it cool, simmer.
Yeah.
But would they take a call? You know, I like Jaylen Brown, but there are a lot of analytics, but you get about as many turnovers as you do assists. He's not the defensive player. I think there's sometimes they feel that defensively he lapses.
It's true.
And by the way, he and Tatum, he's more aggressive. Tatum's more talented. They would take a call on Jaylen Brown, right?
Certainly they would take a call. I think it would have to be a no-brainer for Brad Stevens to pull the trigger, and I don't have one for you because I haven't really thought about, just because it's not in the realm. You know, the first question was Joe Mazzulla, and by the way, that's the indicator that they're going to stand firm in terms of where they are.
They're going to defend him.
We're not going to make any major changes. We went 7 games in the Western Conference Finals. Do we really need to reinvent this?
Right.
Or is it just a matter of a tweak and allowing our young players to grow?
Okay.
And our young coach to grow?
Yeah.
That's just been kind of Brad Stevens' general approach.
Well, it's generally a smart approach.
It is. It's not exciting for
talk radio.
And social media and all that. But yeah, it's and especially in today's game, and you see it with the Miami Heat, and to a certain extent the Denver Nuggets, like continuity is a huge advantage in today's game because everybody is so impatient about, oh, it didn't work, let's change it, let's fix it. And if you have an ownership and management that says, let's slow down, let's cultivate what we have, you can gain an advantage.
So I did this earlier. Do you guys have it, Alex? Do we have it back there where I said of the 10 best players in the year in the NBA, and I judge a lot of this on postseason.
Yeah.
In the NFL, UFC, college football, hockey, you got to play hard every time you're on the floor or you get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball is different. There's load management. The referees officiate it differently in the postseason. It's two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, these are the 10 best players in the league currently. The front four are not perfect players, but they're really one-of-one international talents. There's nothing like Doncic, Curry, Giannis, and the Joker. The second tier, I have a question about all of them. LeBron's age, Durant's health, Davis's consistency, Tatum shrinking late, Embiid's health. And then I get the Jimmy Butler, and I'm like, I don't know if I really am concerned about anything, but I don't think he is a unique global talent.
Yeah.
Anything in that list? Now, again, you can argue Jamal Murray, Boozer, but of the 10 people I have, do I have it right in your opinion?
Well, I guess this is my question with having LeBron there after what you just said earlier. about that he needs help. Like, I would hope that my top 10 guys, and certainly your top four, like, do they really need help?
Well, yes. Doncic needs help. Yes.
In terms of playing for a championship.
So none of these players are perfect. The first four aren't perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, Giannis can't hit a free throw late.
Yeah.
But they're such unique players.
Yeah, they are. See, what's difficult is, and this list is kind of a reflection of it, is that I think we look so hard at offensive numbers and what guys do offensively. And Jimmy would be there because, largely because he's a two-way player. I will say this, he's probably the most unique there. And pure talent, I'm not sure that he's top. I'm not sure if he's top 25.
No, I agree. He's a B-plus player in the regular season. But my takeaway is the basketball is different.
Yeah.
The postseason are where legacies are built.
Yeah.
And Jimmy is, in a Game 7, one of the five best players in the world. He has to be in my top 10. I don't care about the regular season. I don't care about Tuesday night in Orlando. Game 7 tomorrow. Give me three guys in the world you want over Butler. Steph, I'd take.
Well, then, in that definition, then I'm definitely putting LeBron in that group. The struggle that I have with Jimmy is that I think he's a top five leader in the game.
Yeah.
But much like we've seen and we saw in Game 2, is that he needs certain matchups to really influence the game.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Miami has to go in other directions.
Well, none of these players are flawless.
I know, but they can, like, if it's KD or it's Embiid, like, they can dominate almost whatever matchup you give them in a certain way. Jimmy can't. Like, Jimmy has to get Aaron Gordon off of him in order to be able to function. And so, but as a leader and his willingness to do that, like, I'm here when you need me. I'm still going to play hard defensively.
Yeah.
I'm still going to take the big shots in the fourth quarter when you need me. I'm available to do whatever you need.
He's the anti-Harden.
Yes.
He's best when it matters.
Yes, exactly. And I will and recognizes when he has a matchup and when he doesn't. He doesn't try to do more than he's capable of. Sometimes it's kind of the other way. But, like, is that a true superstar? I don't know that I can put him in that category.
All right, that's
fair. And trust me, I love his game. He's my daughter's favorite player was long before this run.
Yeah.
So I've got things to deal with at home anytime I have any Jimmy Butler slander.
By the way, you in town all week?
I am. The bigger question is, are you in town all week?
I am. I'm buying dinner tonight if you're available. Come on,
let's do it. Be able to make that work.
Boom.
Let's do it.
J-Max over there, eyes of envy. He's just looking down.
Yeah, missing out on a big boozy night with these two guys.
Boozy.
Boozy or bougie?
Both.
Probably both.
Yeah. Rick Bucher.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Good to have you back. Good to be back, by the way. J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Colin all energized off vacation. It is weird what vacation does to you, right? Because you're not on social media a ton.
Not much at all. None.
Yeah, you're just sleeping in, having fun, enjoying life.
Yeah. Iceland, just one big adventure. It's nature on HGH. Ooh. There's five of everything. Five volcanoes, five waterfalls, five glaciers. It's just a beautiful country, wonderful people.
I've heard the women in Iceland are very attractive.
I wouldn't know. I was with my son, so I wasn't. Okay. Everybody was kind. That's nice. Only 370,000 people in the whole country.
That's it.
Half the size of Wyoming.
What's LA County? 30 million or something like that?
10 million.
Okay.
California's got 38 million.
I think California's 38, yes.
We're a little bigger than Iceland. Yes, we are.
All right, let's start with Bryce Young. His first OTAs since he was drafted first overall. A lot of praise from the coaches, even though he's got that big helmet on.
Yeah.
One anonymous NFL executive is concerned about Young's ability to stay on the field, saying, "I worry Bryce is going to get killed, like smashed."
Oh, boy.
Colin, I know you're concerned, obviously. Anonymous GM must be watching our show regularly.
Well, I remember the first time I saw Kyler Murray at an NFL practice, and my takeaway was, wow, he's small. And Kyler Murray got hit a few times, and it's been a poorly kept secret. He doesn't like getting hit. Playoff game, he wouldn't run.
Yeah.
So, yeah, here's a college game. Bryce looks small in college. So, yes, he is undersized, and it is. My takeaway is he will create stability in that offense for about 4 years. I do not think he's a 10-year NFL player. I just don't think he's built for it. And that's okay. Not everybody's got Justin Herbert's built. It's okay. Some guys are not built. I mean, look at these college film. He looks very small as a college player. So what's he going to look like in the NFL?
So the good news is they don't face any, like, deathly pass rushes early. They open against Atlanta. Atlanta is toothless at the pass rush. New Orleans can be good. We'll see. Seattle, like I think Bryce Young could have some success early. And then Minnesota in week four. By the way, Minnesota's defense is a joke. Like, we saw Daniel Jones kill him last year.
It won't be that bad next year.
You sure about that?
Yep, positive.
Minnesota Vikings.
This weekend, by the way, I came to terms with they're going to make the playoffs.
Oh!
No, I went when I was flying back, I put down, because you have to have 6 to 7 new playoff teams. That's the league.
Oh, in the league. Okay, got
it. So when you do it, it's very hard in the AFC to find new playoff teams because you got to kick Mahomes out of the playoffs or Burrow. You start looking around.
Josh Allen?
No. Okay. Trevor Lawrence? By the way, Buffalo addressed our biggest concern. Outside of Stephon Diggs, playmakers. Well, they went and got a back. They went and got Dalton Kincaid. So you start looking around, the NFC, that's where the new teams in the playoffs
Seattle
are going to come
from. Seattle emerged. Nobody had Seattle in the playoffs. Vikings, by the way, before Halloween, they got to face Philadelphia, Kansas City, and San Francisco. Good luck. They're not going to be good, Colin. Anyways, let's move on. Speaking of top picks, let's go to Houston, where we keep talking about the second overall pick, C.J. Stroud.
Ah.
He's excelled at camp. I know you love the Texans this year.
I mean,
you are so bullish. Huge praise from D'Amico Ryans. Texans brought in Case Keenum this offseason, someone who could be a good influence on the rookie. Here's what he had to say about C.J. Stroud.
C.J. coming in here being, I guess, he's been here, what, 3 weeks maybe? I mean, I would never know that. I mean, I would have thought he'd been here a year, been in the league, been a 4 or 5 year vet, like being able to call plays and to go and operate and to be extremely accurate and a lot of zip on the ball. He's not afraid to try new things and has jumped right in and not missed a beat.
How about that?
Wow.
So that's there every year. I pick a team to double their win total. Houston. Watch out for Houston.
Should you get on the phone and get them to carve a bust in Canton for C.J. Stroud the way Case Keenum is hyping this guy up? Are we serious?
I think he said very accurate. Not accurate.
You know, that Houston defense, geez, very, very tough.
I think I went to PFF over the weekend. Houston's got more good players than you give them credit for.
I just know a producer on the staff is a Houston guy. And we keep talking about C.J. Stroud in the Texans. Maybe it's because we're not going to talk about him during the season because they're going to stink and win 4 or 5 games. So let's just talk about Houston to give them their shine now. Is that the game plan?
No, I think they have more good players than you realize.
So are they finishing 3rd or 4th in the division?
Tying for 2nd.
With who? Tennessee?
Yep. Both going to win 8 games.
Goodness gracious. All right, let's go to 3rd story. The Minnesota Vikings. Dalvin Cook, you mentioned that earlier, caught me off guard. So he makes $10.4 million.
Yeah.
They don't have a trade partner. It is after June 1. That's a big day where some of the contracts guaranteed and so forth. The latest is Minnesota could release him post-June 1 cut, and the Dolphins are a real possibility to sign him. I guess the Miami Dolphins just have unlimited funds. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Ramsey, and now maybe Dalvin Cook?
Not paying Tua yet. I don't know. To me, Kirk Cousins is better served with a great running back.
Well, Madison's not bad. I mean, I play a lot of fantasy football. He's like, you got to pick him up and at the end of the draft because he's going to get playing time. Cook's always hurt. You like Dalvin Cook that much?
Well, I like him. I mean, I saw Ed Oliver got a big deal this weekend. I'd take Dalvin Cook in a game to win me a game over a defensive lineman. I don't know. I like Dalvin
running
Cook.
Running back?
You guys, you know, this world we live in now, you guys turn these running backs into not...
You're right. The Chiefs drafted a guy in the 7th round, and he was, like, awesome in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Right?
Does Christian McCaffrey matter? Just feels like he does.
I love how we go from Christian McCaffrey to 7th
round. Well, yeah, but you are marginalizing running backs. Does Saquon Barkley matter to the Giants?
Oh, where's Kareem Hunt? What team is he currently on? Oh, that's right.
He's not a top 10 back.
Where's Ezekiel Elliott? Oh, that's right. He's not even signed.
Does Nick Chubb matter? Does Christian McCaffrey matter?
Dalvin Cook ain't those guys, or the Vikings would keep him. Right?
They're paying Kirk a lot of money.
Probably too much.
Certainly an argument to be made, too.
I don't know. Listen, we know the Jets are set at running back, Breece Hall. I gotta wedge the Jets talk. We haven't done Jets talk in 2 hours, Coward. I'm foaming at the mouth. We don't need Dalvin Cook in New York. We're good. Thank you for your interest, Dalvin. I know you want to play for a winner, but not going to happen.
All right. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie, too, for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Shams Charania and Chris Haynes reported simultaneously Kyrie Irving has reached out to LeBron James to gauge his interest in playing alongside Kyrie and Luka Doncic in Dallas. It is being poo-pooed by Jason McIntyre and Rick Bucher. I think if you got a third team involved, LeBron has to take the call, discuss it with his wife. It's called the Gulfstream. It's no big deal. You can come and see your son's games. You can take nights off with Kyrie and Luka, younger players. You're going to play 50 games. Mark Cuban's like, take 30 nights off. Watch all your son's college games in person.
All right. Let's back up a little bit before we get to the Gulfstream. So, as it's reported, Kyrie called LeBron to gauge his interest.
Yeah.
How does the media find out that Kyrie called LeBron?
Because Kyrie leaked it.
Ah, okay. Kyrie Irving, the guy who last week, while you were in Iceland, said, hey, don't listen to what the media is saying about me, guys. Just don't pay any attention to that stuff. Bashing the media and now leaking to the media that LeBron. This is embarrassing. More embarrassing stuff for Kyrie Irving, who at this point is
erratic.
Do you want anything to do with him?
Listen, I thought the Dallas swing for him, I got it.
Yeah, I did too.
I mean, take some swings. I would not sign him to a four-year deal. I think that's lunacy. I would consider, like, if you could do a one-and-one, give me one more year and then he's a team option.
He doesn't want that.
Well, there's no market.
Well, that's
the
interesting thing.
There's no market. You're
Phoenix, does Phoenix want him? Does Kevin Durant want to get back in bed with Kyrie Irving?
No, they don't need him. That's not
LeBron want him, or is he? But, like, Austin Reeves,
by the way, for years I heard that LeBron wanted to play with Carmelo. Never happened.
Never happened. That's a great point.
Yeah. LeBron, always the peacemaker. I love my guys. Never played with Melo and had multiple opportunities to. He played with Bosch and D-Wade. Team players, guys that'll play defense. Never played with Melo in his prime.
This is going to sound crazy, but you know who had a great game last night for the Nuggets is a kid. For the Heat, Gabe Vincent.
Yeah.
He's been really damn good in these playoffs.
Yeah, no, very.
Free agent. You want Gabe Vincent or Kyrie Irving? Think it over. Don't just answer the question. Gabe Vincent, who you know what you're getting, hard worker, switches on defense, shows up in the locker room every day.
A Santa Barbara kid played at Santa Barbara, then he went to some Z League or something.
But, or do you want Kyrie Irving?
Or is that Martin? I forget.
Is always just, he's a drama king. That's what Kyrie Irving is at this point in his career. I want nothing to do with the guy. If the genie bus has to like intercede here and be like, all right, fine, we'll bring on Kyrie.
No,
it's going downhill fast.
No, I think Kyrie has no market, lacks self-awareness, and is trying to drum something up. But if I'm Phoenix, if Frank Vogel gets DeAndre Ayton right,
yeah,
Kevin Durant, Booker, I got nothing but score. I got scoring's fine. I need a bench. I got an old guard and a young one. I'm fine there for a year. Well,
speaking of the old guy.
They need a bench.
Can you tell Chris Paul, hey, we love you. We don't want to trade you. We will not trade you. Take a major pay cut because we know you're going to be hurt and have to miss a lot of games.
Yeah.
And Chris Paul says, fine, I want to play on a winner. Yeah. I'll take a pay cut.
Oh, I get it.
And now you can afford a bit of a bench because he's not a $35 million guy.
Yeah. No, I think you have to go to him and just say, we got to get two guys. Their bench needs two players. Like I said before, like a Norman Powell for the Clippers. We need a guy that can give us 16 on any given night.
He's good.
Yeah, good player. He's a great bench player. So, I mean, when you're watching, you know, there are no perfect teams right now. I mean, Miami could use more size. I think Denver sometimes struggles to initiate, get into their offense because their center's sort of their point. So, I mean, there are no perfect teams. I've been talking about this with a friend of mine who's a Celtic fan. I go back and forth on this.
Who's that, Bill Simmons?
No. But, I mean, at some point, they struggle to initiate. They struggle to get into their offense sometimes. I think Marcus Smart has peaked. I would move him. I keep saying the guy that I would love to see with both Boston and Miami is Andrew Wiggins. What? Doesn't have to be the guy. A twitchy wing defender can drop 20 at any time, but he won't get in the way of your star, Jimmy Butler, Bam. If you put Andrew Wiggins with Bam and Jimmy Butler, he's perfect. No ego, plays defense. He'd fit their culture. Smart, plays defense.
How are you getting Andrew Wiggins?
Well, I'm saying, get on the phone with Golden. Golden State's looking to make a deal somewhere.
Are they looking to move Draymond? I mean, no. You wouldn't know. You don't talk to him every day or anything.
I don't know about that stuff. Okay. No, I mean, I'm just saying.
Are they looking to move Jordan Poole?
I think I'm a believer in do you take calls? The idea that Boston's not going to make any move and run it back, I think you have to take some phone calls.
I'm not taking calls right now. I'm not, personally. Like, if someone calls me and is like, Jason, we're interested, I'm not taking calls right now. I'm having fun. This is great. Mm. Now, if I'm Jordan Poole, I'm looking to get out of there before Draymond punches you again.
Oh, brother. Hour three next.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.